Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced during a news conference in Jacksonville that summer camps and youth activities can open without restrictions. Today, he said local organizations and governments can set rules and guidelines, and the state won't preempt those rules. He said Florida has had no coronavirus fatalities of people under the age of 25. As of this morning, there have been more than 49,000 cases diagnosed in Florida, with around 2,190 deaths. The median age of people infected is 54 years old, according to state statistics. Meanwhile, Miami Beach commissioners agreed today to reopen beaches and hotels beginning June 1st. FBI Director Christopher Wray has ordered an internal review into possible misconduct in the investigation of former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. That's according to an FBI statement issued today. It says the review will examine whether any employees engaged in misconduct during the course of the investigation and evaluate whether any improvements need to be made. The Justice Department moved earlier this month to dismiss the criminal case against Flynn, who had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. That request is pending before a judge. A lab accused of mishandling tens of thousands of COVID-19 tests is still running about 1,000 samples every day. Abe Abaraya reports on Microgen DX, which is based in Orlando but has its laboratory in Texas.
When the turnaround time to get COVID-19 test results grew, AdventHealth sent a team to Microgen DX's lab in Texas. That team found unrefrigerated samples, so AdventHealth canceled its contract without publicly naming the lab, saying the test results were unreliable. Microgen DX CEO Rick Martin said his company has internal testing that shows COVID-19 test results are still reliable when the samples are unrefrigerated for 3 days.
The FDA might send a team in to inspect. I don't know. But in the end, they're going to find everything is in order. I mean, it's not like we haven't been doing this for years. So we know what the requirements and standards are.
Martin says the lab developed a backlog because of supply chain issues, in part because testing supplies and machinery it had bought had been diverted by the federal government. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.
Florida's unemployment rate reached a record high in April of almost 13%. It has tripled in 1 month as the economic slowdown from the coronavirus pandemic took hold. Data released today shows Florida's unemployment rate skyrocketed to 12.9% in April from 4.3% in March. About 1.3 million Floridians have lost their jobs out of a workforce of 10 million when the survey was conducted in mid-April, and that number has continued to climb into May. Well, it's still very hot out there right now. It's 96 degrees at the University of Tampa with a heat index of 104. Tonight, early on, there will be thunderstorms. Some will be locally heavy. Overnight lows will be in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and the rest of the weekend, you can expect scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the mid-90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.
I love those nature shows that probe the behavior and intelligence of birds, elephants, and other fellow creatures. However, there's one exotic critter that shows have ignored and is crying out for analysis, humanoid superrichinoids. While some in this rare species seem like normal Homo sapiens, as a group, the superrichinoids exhibit aberrant destructive tendencies. In particular, an insatiable desire to accumulate boundless personal wealth, as if one's net worth is one's true worth. They view life as a primal competition to be number one, the richest of all. Robert Frank, an analyst of plutocracy, points to the insane competitive zealotry of Larry Ellison, the multibillionaire co-founder of Oracle. Frank writes that when Ellison learned that a rival billionaire was having a 400-foot yacht built, a boat one-third bigger than a football field, Ellison rushed out to get a 450-foot yacht. Toys are one thing, but the uber-rich tend to feel entitled to exploit rank-and-file workers, crush small competitors, pay no taxes, rip off consumers, defraud investors, contaminate our environment, buy elections, monopolize markets, and demand to be publicly celebrated and idolized. But when poked, these wannabe demigods turn into wimps. Now that their freakish greed is being denounced by the American majority and politicians of both parties, the royals are squealing like pigs stuck in a fence. Their hubris is being openly mocked, and I suspect that their whimpering is due to their finally realizing that their bloated net worth can't buy respect, and they can't handle that reality. This is Jim Hightower saying we've got to get back to building a real economy based on the productivity and true genius of America's grassroots people.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.